What writer-thinker would have the expertise, the wisdom, the confidence, and the courage to write a book entitled The Meaning of Human Existence? The subject is infinite and eternal, not to mention wildly controversial. Luckily, there is such a person, E.O. Wilson, Harvard Professor of Biology Emeritus, two-time winner of the Pulitzer Prize, author of over 20 books, inventor, one might say, of sociobiology, expert on ants and superorganisms of all kinds, premier ecologist and, one could argue, the Francis Bacon, the Charles Darwin of our time. At 85 years of age, Wilson is done holding back. In this powerful, slim volume, he addresses the big questions, and many readers will not be happy with his answers. Among those unhappy will be the deniers of evolution. Some 46% of Americans and a, quote, comparable fraction of Muslims worldwide, end quote, whose, quote, minds are closed to the overwhelming mass of factual demonstrations and who ignore, or more precisely call it virtue, to remain ignorant of ongoing evolution observed in the field, end quote. Humans were not created, he insists, by God, quote, in one to several magical megastrokes, end quote. Rather, quote, our planet was born about 4.54 billion years ago, end quote. The Milky Way galaxy is nearly 14 billion years old, and evolution has been underway for 600 million years, not via, quote, advanced design, but instead through overlapping networks of physical cause and effect, end quote. Wilson acknowledges an innate spirituality in humans. All societies have religions, which offer, quote, enormous psychological benefits to the believers, end quote. Religious faith binds groups more strongly and provides comfort to their members. It promotes charity and law-abiding behavior, end quote. Unfortunately, he argues, blind religious faith, especially tied to a strong creation story, leads to tribalism. God favors us, believers think, above all others. Quote, this leads with frightening ease to racism and religious bigotry, end quote. Members of other religions, quote, worship the wrong gods, use wrong rituals, follow false prophets, and believe fantastic creation stories, end quote. The great religions are, he asserts, tragically, sources of ceaseless and unnecessary suffering. There are lighter chapters as well. Given the size of the universe, 100 billion or more galaxies, with our Milky Way containing 100 billion star systems, there is probably life somewhere else. Wilson even speculates what ETs might look like. They look like ET, a largish land animal with a big head to contain a large brain, long, flexible fingers to build the spaceship in the first place, with an audiovisual sensory system. But ET shouldn't land here. Having evolved differently, our microbes would kill him. And because of the hundreds of light years distance, we aren't colonizing there anytime soon. No, this is our planet, forever. And he once again warns us not to poison the air and the water, and to love one another and the other species, not exterminate them. There is much cause for hope. We will soon be able to eliminate many diseases through genetic engineering, and we will know the nature of dark matter, and even the nature of human consciousness. Instead, quote, we chatter constantly about destroying our world by nuclear war, climate change, an apocalyptic second coming foretold by Holy Scripture, end quote. Although he calls humans, quote, an innately dysfunctional species, end quote, Wilson believes that, quote, we have enough intelligence, goodwill, generosity, and enterprise to turn Earth into a paradise, both for ourselves and for the biosphere that gave us birth.